各位主所爱的弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you all。
今天早上我们继续来讲神国里的妙道，来大家互相的勉励。
This morning we'll continue our topic for our mutual encouragement, the amazing truth in the kingdom of God.
神的国是最美的国。
God's kingdom is the most wonderful.
因为没有愁苦，没有烦恼。
Because there's no worry and there's no pain.
我们以后要去天国。
In the future, we will go to heaven.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
当我们接受了主耶稣基督为救主。
When we have accepted the Lord as our Savior.
在我们的心中就要产生神的国。
In our heart, we have to build God's kingdom.
神的国来到，就会把伤痛，就会把痛苦、眼泪都拿走。
When God's kingdom enters into our heart, it will take away all our tears and sorrow.
把烦恼也拿走。
As well as our worries.
因为神在里面作王。
Because God is in us as the King.
这个国就会有平安跟喜乐。
And this kingdom will have peace and joy.
但是我们要达到神的国在我们的心里。
But we have to achieve having God's kingdom in our heart.
我们要知道天国的一些原则。
We have to know some of the principles of heaven.
主耶稣在路加福音里面呢，讲了很多天国的原则。
The Lord Jesus has spoken a lot about the principles of heaven in the Gospel of Luke.
昨天晚上我们讲了第一点。
Last night we talked about the first point.
第一个原则就是你要低才能够升高。
The first point that you have to go low in order to achieve high.
如果你自己自高，就会被降低。
If you exalt yourself, then you will be brought down.
往往生活当中，我们常常很强调自己。
Often in our life, we focus on ourselves.
我们想要爬得更高。
We want to climb higher.
达到更大的成就。
To achieve greater success.
给自己更大的尊荣。
So that we can bring more glory and honor to ourselves.
但是换来的往往是很多的重担跟压力。
But in return, we actually receive more burden and worries.
当我们心里骄傲的时候
，When we are proud at heart，
看不到自己的缺点
，We're not able to see our shortcomings，
也得不到神的恩典
，And we're not able to receive the blessings of God。
昨天晚上我们讲到要倒空我们自己
，Last evening we talked about emptying ourselves。
当你放低自己之后
，When you lower yourself，
神就会慢慢把你提高。
God will slowly exalt you，
让你得到更多的恩典跟福气
，so that you'll be able to receive more blessings and grace。
今天早上我们讲第二个原则
，This morning we'll talk about the second principle，
就是在后的要在前
，which is those who are last shall be first，
在前的要在后
，and those who are first shall be last。
我们看路加福音十三章的三十节
，Let's turn to Luke chapter 13 verse。
路加福音第三十章，第十三章的三十节。
Luke chapter 13 verse 30。
只是在后的将要在前，有在前的将要在后了。
And indeed, there are last who will be first, and there are first who will be last。
这句话是主耶稣传福音的时候所讲的。
The Lord Jesus has spoken this during his ministry。
看起来好像很矛盾哦。
This seems contradictory.
在前的应该就一直领先呢，到最后就赢了，就在前面呢。
Normally, we would think that the first should always be first, and it will finish first.
那个在后的那么后面，怎么可能有一天在前面呢
？And those who are so far behind, they should be last. How can they go and become first?
但是其实我们仔细观察，世界上面有时候也有这种情况。
But in fact, if we pay attention, this is in fact happening.
在跑步比赛的时候啊。
When you see a running race,
有一些人哇跑得很快，他在领先很多。
Some people run very fast and they are way ahead.
但是可能自己也忘记了，还是太过高兴。
But perhaps they have forgotten, or perhaps they are just too happy.
犯规了。
That they break the rules.
或者是呢，他抽筋了。
Or perhaps they have a spasm.
或者跌倒了。
Or they fall down.
那结果呢？每一个在后面的人都超过他。
Then everyone that was behind him actually surpassed him.
所以在体育上面呢，有一句话叫 "Never celebrate too early." 不要太早就庆祝。
So there's a saying in sports, "Never celebrate too early."
那属灵上其实也是这样子。
Spiritually, it's the same.
主耶稣为什么会讲出这句话呢
？Why did Jesus say this?
因为有一个人问耶稣。
Because a person asked him.
我们看同一章的二十二节。
Let's read verse 22.
二十二节，请读。
Verse 22, and he went through the cities and the villages, teaching and journeyed toward Jerusalem.
二十三节。
23, then one said to him, Lord, are there few who are saved?
主耶稣在传福音的时候，有一个人问耶稣啊，到底 得救的人少吗？
During his ministry, someone asked him, Lord, are there few who are saved?
为什么这个人会这样问呢？
Why did this person ask this?
我想有两个原因。
I believe there were two reasons.
第一，他对别人能不能够得救很有兴趣。
First, he was very interested in whether other people would be saved.
他觉得说，哎，这个他怎么样？他会不会得救？他会不会得救？
He was wondering whether the people around him would be saved.
他很关心别人啊。
He cared a lot about others.
第二个原因呢？
Second,
他可能听到主耶稣讲的道理，好像很难做得到。
Perhaps he heard about the teachings of the Lord Jesus and he thought that it was very hard to follow.
主耶稣的讲道非常好。
The Lord Jesus' teachings were very good.
但是好像很严格。
But they were also strict.
还有又要改变自己。
And you have to change yourself.
人最不喜欢改变自己。
We as humans, we don't like to change.
人喜欢改变别人。
We love to change others.
人喜欢投票把政府换掉。
We love to vote out our current government.
把工作换掉。
To change our jobs.
很少人说我要把自己换掉。
But few people want to change ourselves.
所以耶稣讲的道理都是在讲要叫人家改变自己。
And the teachings of the Lord Jesus were focused on changing yourself.
所以他觉得这个道理很难了。
So he thought that it was very hard.
那这样子的话，得救的人会不会很少呢？很少人会听呢？
And if this were so, then he wondered if there were only few who are saved.
那主耶稣怎么回答？
So how did the Lord Jesus reply?
24节。
Verse 24. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I say to you, will seek to enter and will not be able.
主耶稣没有直接回答他的问题，到底得救的人多还是少？
The Lord Jesus didn't answer his question directly.
其实多跟少是相对的，什么叫做多呢？
In fact, few and many are actually relative. What do you mean by many?
几个人才算多，几个人才算少？
Exactly how many would constitute many and how many would constitute few?
100万人很多吗？
Would 1 million be many?
是好像很多。
Seems like it.
那跟全世界的人比起来又很少。
But when you compare to the whole population of the world, they are a few.
所以主耶稣没有回答他到底几个人。
So the Lord Jesus didn't really answer as to how many.
主耶稣啊，把这个过注意力要回到他自己的身上。
But the Lord Jesus brought the focus back to himself.
说啊，你们要努力进窄门呢。
He said to them, strive to enter through the narrow gate.
因为天国的门路啊，那很窄的，不容易走。
Because the gate to heaven is narrow and it's winding.
你要来改变你自己，把自己塞进去。
You have to change yourself so that you can walk on this path.
那现在这个门是开的。
And now this gate is open.
那以后呢，这个门就关了。
But in the future, one day it will be shut.
你不要以为说我现在不想进，我以后再慢慢想。
Don't think that I don't want to enter it today. I will think about it in the future.
可能以后你就没机会了。
Perhaps there's no opportunity in the future.
譬如说你今天还活着，还可以来教会，还可以来寻求道理。
For example, you are still alive today. You can still come to the church and to search for the truth.
可以改变。
You can still change.
你明年可能躺在医院呢，你怎么来求道理呢？
But next year you might be lying in the hospital and there's no way for you to come.
死掉了，没有机会来求道了。
You might have lost your life already and there's no more chance to seek the truth.
所以这个门不是常常有。
So this gate is not always open for you.
那主耶稣说，你们要努力进这个窄门。
And the Lord Jesus says, strive to enter through the narrow gate.
努力这个字啊，在原文呢、啊、是有在比赛或者是争取胜利的这个意思。
In the original text, the meaning of strive, it means race and also to win a competition.
虽然我们不是专业的运动员，但是我们应该都参加过学校的运动比赛吧。
Even though we're not professional athletes, but we might have all have participated in some sports competition at school.
比赛的目的就是要赢。
The purpose of a competition is to win.
要赢的话，你要尽最大的力量。
In order to win, you have to give it your best.
不然的话，你一定会输啊。
Otherwise, you will lose.
这个字呢，也有打仗的意思。
And this word strive it also means fight.
这个信仰，这个走这个窄门呢、啊，好像在打仗。
When we walk on the narrow gate of our faith, it is as if we're battling.
跟谁打仗？
Who are we battling with?
跟自己打仗。
We're battling with ourselves.
我们很多软弱要改啊，好像在打仗一样。
We have so many weaknesses that we have to change. It is as if we're fighting with ourselves.
所以主耶稣说啊，你不要管别人能不能得救了。
So the Lord Jesus said, "Do not pay attention to whether others will be saved."
我们今天很多人有时候有这种想法。
Today, a lot of us have this kind of thinking.
那这个道理很好。
And this teaching is very good.
真耶稣教会也是完全按照圣经。
And the true Jesus Church's teachings are completely in accordance with the Bible.
只要有看圣经的基督徒啊，来到翻开圣经啊，其实真正的没话说，认为都是出于圣经。
For all those Christians who actually read the Bible when they come to our church, they have no room to argue because they know what we teach is completely in accordance with the Bible.
譬如说要守安息日。
For example, to observe the Sabbath.
你从圣经从头看到尾都是在讲安息日，没有在讲守礼拜天。
When you read the Bible from beginning to the end, it's all talking about the Sabbath.
那礼拜天是罗马天主教改掉圣经的话开始的。
It never talk about observing Sundays. Observing Sundays starts from the Roman Catholics changing the Sabbath to Sunday.
圣经讲得很清楚，你要得救要守诫命。
The Bible says very clearly, in order to be saved, you have to observe the Ten Commandments.
就是一定要守安息日。
And you must observe the Sabbath.
当然，神也会在安息日祝福你啊。
Of course, God will also bless you on the Sabbath day.
那很多人就为别人很担心了。And
many people they worry about others.
那一定要守安息日，难道别人不守安息日就不能得救吗？
If we have to observe the Sabbath, and if other people don't observe the Sabbath, does it mean that they are not going to be saved?
因为他在想到别人呢。They
think about other people.
所以他就失去这个焦点。
So they lose their focus.
所以主耶稣说，你的焦点不要想别人怎么样。So
the Lord Jesus is telling him, do not put your focus about what will happen to other people.
你要非常确定你现在所做的事是对的。
But be very certain that what you are doing now is the right thing.
别人有没有去做，你不要去管别人。
Don't pay attention to whether other people are doing it.
就好像说，在一个地方啊，如果有大灾难了。
Just like if a place is experiencing great calamity.
好，那大家要尽快离开了。And
people are trying to evacuate.
你要确定的是你自己能不能拿到这张船票或者是飞机票。What
you have to be certain of is whether you can get a ticket on your way out.
就是你要救自己是第一。Which
means that you have to first save yourself.
所以主耶稣在讲这句话的时候有这个背景。
So this is the background to which the Lord has spoken this.
那主耶稣接下来就告诉门徒了。And
the Lord Jesus went on to say to his disciples,
信仰这条路啊，如果你开始走了，要努力的走。When
you have started your journey of
比赛一样，好像打仗一样。Because
this is like a race and a battle.
不然有一天你可能会落后，甚至呢，你本来在很前面，可能这就变到很后面了。
Otherwise, even if you were ahead at first, one day you might fall behind.
好，我们来看28节。Let's
read verse 28.
26节开始，26节。
Verse 26. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets.
27.
But he will say, I tell you, I do not know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity.
这里说有一天，就是神来审判的时候，有一些人就跟耶稣说,
Here it talks about one day, on the judgment day, people will come and say to the Lord Jesus,
哎呀，你现在给我开门吧，我想进来了，我想得救了。
Open the gate for me. I want to enter and I want to be saved.
但是到时候主不会给他开门。But
at that time, the Lord will not open the gate for them.
他们说了，主啊，我以前就认识你了，你来过我们这里讲道了。They
will say, the Lord, we know you before. You taught in our streets.
啊，我也在这边呢，你在我们这边吃过喝过。And
we ate and drank in your presence.
啊，那我们应该很熟啊。We
are friends.
可不可以现在给我们进来？
Can you please let us in now?
主说了，我不认识你们，你们离开我吧。And
the Lord will say, I do not know you, depart from me.
28节。Verse 28. 你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各众先知都在神的国里，你们却被赶到外面，在哪里不要哀哭切齿了。There
will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourselves thrust out.
就是有一些人，他本来首先认识耶稣，第一批听过耶稣讲道的。
Some people initially they knew the Lord Jesus. They were among the first to listen to the gospel of the Lord.
他应该是走在最前面的。They
were supposed to be far ahead.
但是到最后呢，竟然被赶到外面了。But
in the end, they ended up being cast out.
哇，这个就是在前的在后。
This is what the Lord means by those who are first shall be last.
好，我们先来想想啊，这是针对谁来说呢？
Now let's think about this. What is this? Who are these referring to?
在前的在后是谁？
When they talk about those who are first shall be last, who are the first referring to?
第一，就是针对当时的犹太人。
First, they are referring to the Jews at that time.
当时犹太人啊，他们是主耶稣也是犹太人出来的嘛。 他本身是犹太人。
The Lord Jesus was also one of the Jews.
犹太人，他们应该是第一批要信耶稣。
The Jews were supposed to be the first group to believe in the Lord.
结果他们心很硬。
But their heart were very hard.
到最后把耶稣钉死在架上。
In the end, they crucified the Lord.
所以到今天，大部分的犹太人还不相信耶稣。
Even up to this very day, most Jews do not believe in the Lord Jesus.
按照圣经预言，可能要等到大逼迫之后啊，他们没有任何的希望了，他们剩下的人才会相信。
Based on the prophecy in the Bible, it would be until the great persecution come that they had no other ways that they would start to believe.
所以本来是最前，但是变得最后了。
So initially they were the very first, but they will end up to be the last.
那这个也是针对谁呢？
And who else is this referring to?
对我们今天读这个福音的人，我们也要想想，我们是不是以为自己已经得救了？
It's referring to all of us today who are reading the Bible. Don't think that we have already been saved.
或者是对我们真耶稣教会我们的老信徒，我们信了好几代了。
This is also speaking to the old members of the True Jesus Church. Perhaps we have believed for many generations.
在我们教会里面呢，有两种，就是第一种就是好多代的信徒了。
In our church, there are two types of members, and one type, their whole family have been in the church for many generations.
你的阿公、祖父、曾祖父都在教会里面的。
Your grandfather, great-grandfather, great-grandfathers might have already been in the church.
另外一种呢是自己后来慕道来信的，你上面一代是没有人是教会。
Another type, they came to believe themselves. There were no other relatives who are of our church.
有时候在言谈当中啊，在听到信徒聊天啊，那些老信徒啊，自己家族在教会里面很多代的，往往都会在数啊，哎呀，我的谁谁谁又是谁谁谁，我的几代上面又是谁谁谁。
Sometimes when I heard church member chatting, those who have believed for a long time with family members in the church, they'll be counting as to how many of their relatives are our church members.
说起来的时候，心中有多少都有一些优越感跟一些满足感。
And when they were speaking about it, I believe that there was some sense of superiority in their heart.
当然了，能够在那么大都在真教会里面保守住，就是神的恩典。
Of course, for a family with so many generations being able to keep themselves in the Lord, in the True Jesus Church, this is God's blessing.
但是这不代表我们在神面前就比较前面一点。
But this doesn't mean that we are actually ahead in the eyes of God.
有时候观察，真的有时候啊，我们信了很久的人，有时候还比不上那个刚信的。
Sometimes when we observe this, truly, those who have believed in for a long time, sometimes our faith is not ahead of those who have just believed.
为什么？
Why is this?
因为有时候老信徒啊，自满自足了。
Because sometimes as old members, we are very content with ourselves.
信了很久了，我什么都懂了。
I've believed for such a long time. I know everything.
啊，其实没有很懂。
In fact, that's not so.
但是从小都来教会，听很多道理，觉得自己应该懂很多。
But we've been to the church since we are very young, and we believe that we know so much.
但是有时候懂了，也做不出来。
And sometimes even we do know we're not able to practice what we have learned.
所以有一些啊，他本来在很前面的，其实不知不觉就已经落后很多。
So there are many who were ahead at first, but gradually they fell behind.
在一次查经当中啊
，during one Bible study，
有一次提到这个五大教义。
Some people talk about the five doctrines.
有人就问了，大家温习一下啊，五大教义是什么？
And some people ask, let's review what are the five doctrines of our church.
有一个从小信的第三代的，他说五大教义，哎呀，我都记不起来，什么是五大教义是哪五个？
And there was a third generation TJC member, and he has believed since he was very young, and he said that, oh, I don't remember what the five doctrines are.
都忘记了。
He forgot.
旁边另外一个慕道者举手说：“我知道。”
And a true seeker beside him raised up his hand and say, "I know."
哦，很详细的把它背出来。
And he recited the five doctrines in detail.
那问他为什么你刚信，你为什么你现在那么熟
？And I asked him, "You have just come to believe. How come you're so familiar with the five doctrines?"
我有参加慕道班呢。
And he said that I attended true seeking class.
哎呀，我一天读十章圣经。
And also, I read 10 chapters of the Bible every day.
因为我后来才信主，落后太多了，所以要补啊。
Because I've come to believe the Lord at such a late stage of my life, I have to work harder to make up for it.
在后的在前呢。
So, those who are last shall be first.
有些老信徒啊，从来不敢开口跟别人见证传福音。
Some old-time members they never dare to open up their mouths to preach the gospel.
不敢啊，没有这个胆啊。
They are too scared and timid.
开口都不敢。
They won't even open their mouth.
哎，但是有些刚来信的，有些还在慕道者，就开始在传福音。
But for some new believers and even true seekers, they have already begun to preach the gospel.
所以又是在后的又在前。
So again, those who are last shall be first.
所以啊，下一个图啊，要我们有时候啊，以为自己跑得很快。
So next picture, it shows that sometimes we thought that we are running so fast.
好像这个图这样，哦，我赢了，我赢了，我跑第一名了。
Just like the person in the picture, shouting that he has won.
神一定很喜欢我。
God must be very pleased with me.
我已经信很久了。
I have believed for so long.
哇，结果呢，他可能是最后一名。
But in fact, he was actually the last to finish.
可能在信仰上已经大大的落后。
Perhaps he already fell way behind in his faith.
如果落后太多，可能到最后连得救都有问题。
If you have fallen behind too much, then in the end, whether you can be saved is still up in the air.
所以神国的妙道提醒我们。
So the amazing truth in the kingdom of God, it reminds us.
你觉得自己在前吗？可能你已经很后面了。
Do you think you are the first? Perhaps you are already falling behind.
我们一定要落后的心态，赶快要追。
We have to have the mindset that we are behind so that we can catch up.
再来，我们再讲另外一个属灵的妙道。
Next, let's talk about another amazing truth.
就是少即是多的这个道理。
Which is less is more.
少在一般人来说，少就是少，少怎么会是多呢？
Normally, less is less. Why would you say less is more?
但是其实在属灵里面呢，少其实有时候就是多。
But in fact, spiritually, sometimes less is more.
我们知道多跟少是相对的。
We know more and less, they are also relative.
但是在神看来，多少才是真正的多少。
It depends on what God says is less and what is more.
不是在人看来有多少。
It's not up to human determination.
我们看路加二十一章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21.
我们读一到四节。
Chapter 21, verse 1-4.
路加福音二十一章一到四节。
Chapter 21, verse 1-4. And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. Verse 2. And he saw also a certain poor widow putting in 2 mites. 3. So he said, Truly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all. 4. For all these out of their abundance have put in offerings for God, but she out of her poverty put in all the livelihood that she had.
有一次主耶稣在圣殿里面观察人怎么样奉献。
One day the Lord Jesus was observing people making offerings in the temple.
就好像这个图一样，当时圣殿呢放了一些奉献箱，但是它那个箱子呢是好像一个漏斗的这个样子。
Just like this photo, at that time the temple had a box of offering.
然后这个漏斗呢，把一些钱啊，把它聚集到下面的这个箱子，这个分斗这样啊，好像一个漏斗的一个样子，就是一个形状啊，没有关系啊。那这个有很多人在奉献
，and many people were making offerings.
那这个有钱人呐、那个很多大包的钱呐、金币银币全部倒进去，哇，很多声音。
Many wealthy people putting so many coins, silver and gold, making loud sound.
你听那个声音啊，你就知道这个人奉献多少钱。
When you listen to the sound of the coin or silver and gold dropping, then you would know how much he has offered.
以前没有纸币啊，以前没有纸币，只有硬币。
In the past, there are no bills, there were only coins.
跟现在不一样，现在如果是硬币，代表没多少钱嘛。
It's different from today. Today, if you put in coins, it means that it's not much.
如果有人给你红包，你一摸硬的，哎呀，这个没多少，那就软的，可能是100块啊。
If you receive a red packet and you feel something really hard inside, then you know that those are just small coins. But if you don't feel anything, then it means that they give you paper bills.
以前都是硬的。
In the past, they only used coins.
有钱人一大把钱倒进去，哇，那个声音多震撼啊，多好听啊！
People throw in so many coins, and you can just imagine the loudness of the sound.
有一个人放进去了，哇，大家回头了，哇，这个人很爱神啊。
And some people would put in a whole bunch, and everybody would look at him and say, "Wow, this person really loves God."
这个人神很祝福他。
God will bless him.
好。但有一个老寡妇，有一个穷寡妇啊，甚至穷寡妇啊，就来，就叮咚，就两颗小钱的声音就进去了。
Now came a poor widow, and she put in 2 mites.
我相信当时候啊，旁边的人的讲话的声音、走路的声音呢、都盖过了她奉献钱发出的声音。
I can imagine at that time, even the sound of people walking around and talking can overtake the sound of these two mites dropping.
可能甚至有人会心里想说，哎呀，一点点来拿来，根本就没什么，不要挡路，不要挡路了。
Some people might have thought in their hearts that this is such a small offering. Why do we even bother to put it in? Just get out of people's way.
那么少的数目，有没有放进去都没有差啊。
This is such a small amount of money. It's not any difference whether you put it in or not.
所以在神看来，这个在人看来就是很少。
So from the eyes of man, this is such a small amount.
那是主耶稣说的，他其实他奉献的、投入的比众人还多。
In fact, this poor widow has put in more than all.
哦，这个就是少，就是多了这个道理。
This is the teaching of less is more.
为什么在人看来很少，在耶稣眼中很多？
Why was it that from the eyes of men it was so little, but in the eyes of the Lord it was so much?
主耶稣就解释。
The Lord explained.
第四节。
In verse 4.
因为大部分人啊，就算奉献很多啊，其实他能力很大，他奉献的只是他剩下的有余的。
For most people, they offer so much, but because they have so much abundance and so much wealth, what they have offered is the leftover.
啊，可能只是他的财富里面的1/1,000/1.
Perhaps it's only the 1% or 0.1% of all their wealth.
还有他是有剩了，才想说，哦，好啊，拿去奉献一下吧。
And also, they have excess, and that's why they offer up their excess.
但是这个人呢，是自己都很穷，自己都不够。
But this poor widow, she was in poverty, and she didn't have enough just to live on.
这两个钱呢，可能未来几天是用来吃饭的。
And these two mites might be money for her to buy food for the next 2 days.
那如果投进去，未来几天可能就挨饿了，不晓得吃什么了。
So when she put them in, she might be out of food for the next few days.
但是这个寡妇很感恩嘛。
But this poor widow, she was grateful.
她可能很多事情可以值得感谢神。
Perhaps she had many things that she was giving thanks to God.
对一般人来说，作为一个寡妇了，有什么好感谢的？我老公死了那么早，有什么好感谢的？
Normally speaking, as a widow, you wouldn't think that there's anything to give thanks to because your husband died when you're still so young.
神对我那么不公平。
God is so unfair to me.
人也伤害我。
And people try to pick on me and hurt me.
人也看不起我。
And they despise me.
有什么好感谢的？
So what is there to give thanks for?
但是这个寡妇不一样。
But this widow was not the same.
她说虽然我是个寡妇。
She thought, even though I am a widow,
但是我还是活着,
but I'm still alive.
神还是很看顾我,
God still looks after me.
所以别人奉献, 我也要奉献,
so when other people offer, I also want to make offerings.
我不管别人奉献多少,
I don't care how much other people has offered.
我有的, 我尽力, 我放进去,
what I have, I do my best to offer.
所以说看见很感动。
And the Lord Jesus was greatly moved.
因为他尽力地去做, 感恩地去做,
because she gave her best with a heart of thanksgiving.
虽然她献上的很少, 其实很多,
even though she offered up very little, but in fact it was a lot.
弟兄姐妹啊, 你不要少看你手中所有的。
Brothers and sisters, do not take lightly on what you have.
你可能有的是很少。
Perhaps what you have is very little.
你可能一个礼拜只能来一次。
Perhaps you can only come once a week.
那主耶稣知道你平常工作很辛苦。
But Lord Jesus knows that you are very busy, you work very hard.
你睡觉都不够。
You don't even have enough time to sleep.
你吃饭都没时间。
You don't even have time to eat.
但是你还是先赶来教会。
But you still come to church as your priority.
虽然你献给主耶稣的时间只有一点点。
Even though the time you offer to God is only a little.
但是在神眼中这个很大。
But in the eyes of God, it was a lot.
啊，你很累。
Perhaps you're very tired.
但是你还 早点起来, 提早一点来教会祷告,
but you still wake up early and you come to church earlier to pray.
可能只是早个15分钟,
perhaps it's just 15 minutes early.
在神看来，这个就好像好几个钟这样,
but in the eyes of God, it seems like many hours.
所以不单只是你投进去的钱,
so it's not just about how much money you have put in,
是你的心呢,
but it's about your heart.
你的心绝对可以感动神的心,
your heart will surely move the heart of God.
好，我们再看回来这个金钱的问题。Now
let's look back to the to money.
有些人都会觉得说，哎呀，我是个穷人。A
lot of people would think that I am very poor.
比起那些百万富翁、千万富翁，我实在是很穷。In
comparison to millionaires and billionaires, we are so poor.
但是圣经告诉我们。But
the Bible tells us.
我们看诗篇37篇。Let's
turn to Psalm 37.
诗篇的37篇16节。
Psalm 37, verse 16.
37篇16节。
Psalm 37:16。
这里说，一个义人所拥有的虽少，强过许多恶人的富余。
A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked.
啊，这里呀、啊，又是少跟多的道理了。
Here again is the teaching of little versus more.
报纸上面常很强调，哇，某某明星又赚了几个亿，某某大财团的老板又几百个亿。
The news often emphasize how much a celebrity has earned and how many more millions the CEO of certain company has earned.
因为整天在报那些啊，我们一般人看了就会觉得自己真的很穷啊。
Because we hear so much of those news that usually we would feel like we are poor.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But the Bible tells us.
一个义人啊。
A righteous man.
重点是义人哦。
The point is righteous.
如果你不是在神眼中一个义人的话，那跟你没关系。
If you are not a righteous person in the eyes of God, then this verse doesn't relate to you.
如果你是个义人。
But if you are righteous.
所以你的工作很普通，你也不是拥有很多财富。
Even though you have an ordinary job and you don't have a lot of wealth.
但是神在神的眼中啊，你拥有的比那些不认识神的或者是一些恶人千万的财富还来得多。
But in the eyes of God, what you have is more than the riches of those who do not know God.
这个就是少跟多的道理。
This is the teaching of less is more.
我常常看广告，也是银行的广告，我常常写着 "You are richer than you think." 啊，他说你是比你想象中的有钱。
I've often seen many ads, especially ads from banks, and the ads would go, "You are richer than you think."
我不晓得他是卖什么了，是不是想再借多一些钱哈？
I don't know what they're selling. Perhaps they're trying to get you to borrow more money.
但是属灵上来说，我们真的比我们想象当中富有。
But spiritually speaking, it's true that we are richer than we think.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
我们有的不只是钱。
What we have is not just money.
如果神给我们一个美好的家庭。
Perhaps God has blessed us with a wonderful family.
哎，我们工作完了八个钟头，回到家里很安乐，很美满。
After 8 hours of work, we have returned home to a happy and harmonious family.
这个都是钱买不到。
And this is something that money can't buy.
关键你要是个义人，义人的家庭就不是那么平安了。
The key is that you have to be righteous.
啊，一些不认识神的人，他们在外面啊明争暗斗，回到家里也是要明争暗斗。
Many people who do not know God, they play a lot of politics in their office, and when they return home, it's the same.
尤其有钱人的家族啊，那种斗争啊就更大。
Especially for the incredibly wealthy, a lot of politics take place within the household.
如果你是个艺人，你的孩子也是个艺人，那很听你话，家里很和乐。
But if you're a righteous person and your children are also righteous and they listen to you, then you're family will enjoy harmony.
你是个艺人啊，你对得起良心，你回到家里忙完了啊，睡得早，没有什么烦恼。
If you are righteous and you are clear in your conscience, when you return home, you have no worries and you can fall soundly asleep.
不管这个世界发生什么事
，No matter what happens in this world,
你心中有平安。
There's peace in your heart.
不管谁选上美国总统了，跟我没有什么关系了，就睡觉了。
I don't really care who become the next president of the United States. It has no relation to me.
啊，不管那个股市高还是跌了，反正我有饭吃，有房子睡。
I pay no attention of which way the stock market is going because I have enough food and that's enough.
我不管在人生当中发生什么事情，有神在我心里。
I pay no attention to what happens in my life as long as God is in my heart.
所以这里说，一个义人所有的虽然少。
So here it says the little that a righteous man has.
但是多过那些不认识神的人的千万金山银山的财富。
It's better than the riches of many wicked.
真的，这个世界啊，劳劳碌碌多少才够？
Truly, we toil and labor in this world. How much is enough?
啊，最近一个很大的新闻，大家应该看到了。
Recently, there's a big news.
啊，中国的蚂蚁集团呢，本来要上市的，做 IPO 的，就是马云的那个蚂蚁集团。
There was a big company that was about to go
Ant Group 啊
，and it's called Ant Group that was about to go IPO.
全世界报这个新闻，因为这个是可能是全世界最大的这个招资的招股的方案。
And the news was all over the world because it's a breaking news.
哇，马云那么有钱了，但是还是要拼命搞这个。
And this group was owned by Wing Ma. He was so rich, but he still wants to work on this.
很多人等着他发财。你只要招股成功了，很多人都发大财。
And if this were to become a success, then many people would become incredibly rich.
结果最后一几天，哦， 这个要被取消了，要造不成了。
But in the last few days, that was cancelled.
很多人睡不着，这几天很多人睡不着。
And in the past few days, I believe many people have lost sleep.
见财化水，中文一句话很好，见财化水，本来是钱，但是还要变成水，漏走了。
There's a Chinese proverb that says that your money has turned to water.
还是自己不够吗？这是劳劳碌碌，到底多少才是够？
So we are so busy and we work so hard in this life. Just how much we have earned would be enough.
自己熬拥有很多，但是又觉得很少，所以把自己累死。
You have, in fact, have a lot, but you believe you have so little, and that's why you keep toil for more.
所以圣经给我们一个很有智慧的道理。
So the Bible has given us a wise teaching.
我们看传道书的第四章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
传道书的四章第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
传道书第四章的第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
这里说满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌仆风啊。
Better a handful with quietness than both hands full together with toil and grasping for the wind.
这个就是智慧。
This is wisdom.
你的人生要怎么过？
How do you live your life?
你有两种选择。
You have two choices.
一种就是叫做满了两把。
First is to have two hands full.
什么叫两把？
What do you mean by both hands full?
人就是两只手嘛。
There are two hands for each human.
你两只手都满满拿的东西。
And both your hands have grasped hold of a lot of things.
哇，好像很多啊。
It seems like you have so much.
今天，譬如说有一个超市开门了，叫你进去。好，你能够拿你的尽量拿，看你能够拿多少，但是不可以拿什么啊、小手推车啦，不能把那个车子拿过去啊，你只能用手拿。
For example, if today there were a supermarket that opens up its door and say just come in without taking a shopping cart or a basket, just use your hand and grab as many as you like.
请问你两只手能够拿多少？
Let me ask you, how much can you grasp with your two bare hands?
还要走路哦，可能还要走几公里才回到家里啊。
And perhaps you have to walk home for many kilometers.
你两只手都在拿的时候，代表你没有任何的手可以去拿别的东西了。
When your two hands are full, it means that there's no other room to grasp anything else.
连开门都开不了。
You can't even open the door.
我们人时间有限。
We all have limited time.
精力有限。
Limited energy.
那如果你把所有的时间、所有的精力都放在追求世界、追求名利的上面
，And if you have put all your time and energy into pursuing fame and fortune of this world，
像马云那么有钱，他的钱一辈子都花不完。
Yun Ma is so rich, he has enough wealth that he wouldn't be able to spend them all in his lifetime。
还去搞那个招股。
But he still wants to get more investors for this new company。
好，到最后呢，招不成了，哎，要劳碌仆风啊。要没有了。
But in the end, it failed, and everything just became wind.
啊，但我们不是针对他了。这个圣经是讲说一般的这个世界的情况。
Of course, we're not targeting him. The Bible is saying the a normal situation of the world.
我们都没有到这个亿万富翁的程度，但是我们在做一样的事。有时候
，We are not a billionaire, but we are doing the same thing.
永远觉得自己不够，永远觉得是少。
We always feel like we don't have enough.
去抓。
We keep grasping for more.
两只手都满满了。
Until we have two hands full.
没有时间顾家庭。
And there's no more time for our family.
没有时间顾身体健康。
No more time for our health.
没有时间去教会跟神亲近。
No more time to come to church to draw close to God.
晚上躺在床上又睡不着。
In the evening you lose sleep.
吃又吃不好，吃也消化不了。
And when you eat, you don't digest well.
啊，得到很多了，银行存款就是一直增加了。
And what you have gained is more and more savings in your bank account.
但是有什么用呢？
But what use is that?
更惨的是，有时候还增加不了。
What's even sadder is that sometimes you don't even have more in your bank.
白忙一场，见财花水。
You have labored in vain.
真的，人生这样子值得吗？
Is this kind of life worth it?
所以圣经就说了，不如你改变一下方向。
So the Bible tells us that why not just change your direction?
满了一把，就是一把就好。
Just have one hand full, just one hand.
不要太忙，留另外一只手。
Don't be too busy, save your other hand.
啊，你不会太喘，你不会把自己累死。
You won't suffocate yourself with busyness.
留一点时间给家庭，留一些时间给自己。
Save some time for your family and yourself.
更留一些时间给神啊。
And what's more important is to save some time for God.
像我们今天来到神的面前。
Just like today, we come before God.
就是得享安静啊。
And this is so that we can receive quietness.
你很忙啊，读书很忙，赚钱很忙，家庭很忙。
We're so busy with our study, with our work, with our family.
但是我们安息日就是来神面前得享安静。
But on this Sabbath day, we come before God to receive rest.
让我们呢可以心中有这种平安。
So that in our heart we can gain peace.
再看箴言的三十章。
Next, let's turn to Proverbs chapter 30.
第七到第八节。
Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7 and 8.
这是有智慧的一个祈求啊。
This is a prayer of wisdom.
三十章第七节，我求你两件事，在我未死以先，不要不赐给我。第八节。
Verse 8.
求你使虚假和妄言远离我，使我不贫穷也不富足，赐给我虚用的饮食。
Verse 7, two things I request of you. Deprive me not before I die. Verse 8, remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me.
这个是一个很有智慧的祷告。
This is a very wise prayer.
他说求神两件事，不要不给我。
Here, he said, two things I request of you.
有智慧就是跟一般人不一样。
Those who are wise are different.
我们一般人呢不太会求这两样。
Normally, we would not pray for these two things.
我们一般人呢求的是别的。
We will pray for other things.
我们跟神说越多越好。
We pray to God that more is better.
多多欢迎啊。
I welcome even more.
最好不要少，一个都不能少啊。
Please don't give me less.
还有时候我们向神求啊，最好我的可以比他多一点。
And sometimes we also to pray to God that please give me more than others.
但是这个有智慧的祷告就不一样。
But this person offered up a wise prayer.
他求成两件事。
He prayed for two things.
其实合起来应该就是一件事。
In fact, when you combine them together, it's in fact one thing.
第一件事是什么？
What is the first one?
不要让虚假，就是虚幻哦，还有谎言影响我。
Remove falsehood and lies from me.
我们活在这个世界上面，有很多虚幻的事情。
As we live in this world, there are so many falsehood.
可以说越多越好，这是一个虚幻的。
For example, more is better. This is a falsehood.
但是我们被影响。
But we are influenced.
我们就一直追求。
So we keep pursuing more.
什么东西都忘记了。
And we forgot everything else.
好了，所以第一个祈求，不要让虚幻还有谎言影响我，要让它远离我。
So the first request is please remove falsehood and lies from me.
再来呢，就得祷告哦，说神啊，不要让我太穷。
Next, he prayed, "Oh God, please give me neither. Please don't let me be in poverty."
这个祷告很好，这个大家应该都没有问题。
This is great. This is not a problem for any of us.
不要让我穷到没有地方睡，要睡街上，又没有食物吃。
Don't let me be so poor that I have no place to stay. That I have to live on the streets and go without food.
第九节啊。
Verse 9.
因为怕呢，如果我贫穷了，就偷东西了，就亵渎神的名。
Lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
但是这里也说了，求啊，不要太富足。
But here you also say, please give me not riches.
不要太多啊。
I don't want to have too much.
这个就一般人呢没有办法这样求。
Normally we're not able to pray this way.
一般人就是越多越好。
Normally more is better.
但是他说不要太多，这够就好了，够就好了。
But he say, don't give me too much, enough.It's good enough.
免得我呢，如果太多的时候啊，自己是谁也忘记，神是谁也忘记了。
Lest I be full and I have too much and I forget who I am and I forget who God is.
真的，人啊，在成功当中、富足当中，往往会迷失自己。
Truly, in the midst of our success, we often lose ourselves.
在太富足、太顺利的时候，往往会做出一些以前不会做的错事跟傻事。
When life is going too well, or when we are too wealthy, we may commit things that we would not do in the past.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他忘记自己是谁。
Because we have forgotten ourselves.
那为什么忘记自己是谁？
And why would we forget who we are?
因为他忘记神是谁啊。
If this person forgets who God is.
不认识神了。
Whether no matter who it is，
他不认识神了，太富足，所以不认识神了。
He became too rich that he no longer know God。
所以啊，他说不要太穷，不 也不要太富足，够用就好。
So he prayed, "Give me neither poverty nor riches, just give me enough."
这两件事情是我们要求。
These two things are what we should pray after.
这个世界很多虚幻，很多谎言。
There's so much falsehood and lies in this world.
不要被这个世界骗了。
Do not be deceived by it.
不要觉得自己很少。
Don't believe that you have too little.
向神求，够用就好。
Pray to God, give me what is enough.
少就是多了。
Less is more.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
345首。
345.